This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishmaro Daf Shavua. Today we learn Siman Kuf Samach Beis, new Siman, Hagba. Now, it's not what you're thinking. We're not talking about Hagba of a Sefer Torah. We're talking about Hagba of your hands. Hagba v'shifshuf hayadayim benatila, raising your hands and rubbing your hands when you wash them. It says Mechaber Anoitel Tzarech Lahagbia Yadav. One who washes their hands needs to raise them. Dahainu Roshe Etzba Oisav, the tops of your fingers, Lamala. You need to raise the top of your fingers above. What does this mean? The Mechaber continues, Shalo Yetzu Mayim Chutz L'Perek, so that the water doesn't go outside of the area of your hand, become tameh, v'yachsu v'tameh siyadayim, and then render your hands tameh again. So you want to keep your hands high so that the water drips down and doesn't come back. But if you don't raise them, then the water is in danger of becoming tameh and then coming back and being metameh your hands. Says the Mishnah Berura, ahakdama, akdim hakdama katsara. I'm going to give you a short intro. Kefi hamavayar betur ubeis Yosef ubeyeser apoiskim kedei sheyizbaru elu hasifim. I'm going to give a short intro, the way it's explained in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, and other poskim, so that these sifim should be able to be explained. V'hu, hinei nizbar b'simin kuf nun ches. D'tam, netilas yadayim mishum d'yadayim askani yaseim. We said earlier, the reason for netilas yadayim is because your hands are busy. V'lachin gozru aleihen tuma. Because your hands are busy, Chazal decreed that they're tamei. Unless you metar them with the revius of water. Now, interesting, the Dershu brings an interesting topic, a very relevant topic. Could you wash your hands for bread in a bathroom? The Minchas Yitzchak says, "Beshas hadchak, you're on the road. You have nowhere else to wash, and you're hungry. You're mitztayer. In other words, it's not enough that you don't have somewhere else to wash. So what? If anyway you need to lose 17 pounds, so now's a good time. Now's a good time to start. But if you're mitztayer, if you don't eat, bevadei mutter. But you should make the bracha outside." Reb Shlomo Zalman, Bron Halicha Shlomo, says in a Beis Hakisei, you should not wash only b'shas hadchak. But in the room that has a bath in it, it's mutter l'charchila. And even if there are sheirutim there, you could put up the shower curtain. The Or Letzion says, it's mutter. However, the Shevet Alevi says, it's mutter l'charchila. Even to do wash your hands in a shower of a mikvah. Provided it's a cold shower. But if they take hot showers there, you shouldn't wash your hands there. What kind of mikvah do they have? Only cold showers, okay? What about you want to wash until siyadayim on a Beis Hakisei on a train? Those are not necessarily the most pleasant places. Rav Vosner says, if you don't have any other water, you could. As long as there's no reyach ra, and the makam is naki, and the tsoya is not there bekvias. Well, I don't know about that one. So what about washing in a bathroom on an airplane? Again, shasat chak. Now, what about washing netilas yadayim He brings over here le'inyan netilas yadayim in the Beis Hakisei. On the other side, on the other tzad, Chazoinish says it doesn't work. Chazonir says washing Netilas Yadayim in a bathroom doesn't work. Rav Moshe says Netilas Yadayim in a bathroom doesn't work. Does not work. That's D-O-E-S-N-O-T. Does not work. Not only that, the Chazonir says, if you washed your hands out of the bathroom and then you went into the bathroom, you need to wash again. That's how bad it is. So, I think it should depend like this. If you're on a plane, how long exactly is your plane ride? It's an hour? Wait. So you say, what am I waiting for? When I get to the airport, it's also in the bathroom. I don't know. It's not pashut. It's not pashut. You could wash until Siddayim in a bathroom. According to the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, it does not work even b'diavad.
Those airplane bathrooms, is it not going to be in the beginning of the flight versus the end of the flight? Like, if you're flying to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, could be. But not according to Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. They say you can't wash in a bathroom, period. You want to know about according to Rav Zion Abba Shaul, that it's going to depend on the Reach Nichayach, then it might...
In the airports, the stalls would have a door ordinarily.
In the what? In the airport?
Airport.
Only by one chelek, only by one min of bathroom, right? Legabe. Yeah. That's interesting. I have to look up Rav Moshe. The Dershu quotes Rav Moshe that he says Ke'in the Chazon Ish. So I don't know. I'm not familiar with that tshuva. But he definitely brings from the Chazon Ish. Ad kedei kach, that if you wash your hands kedin and then you went into the bathroom, loy also loy natila. Okay. Weiter. What about washing your hands in the bathroom for the bathroom? Is that the same machlokes? Would the Chazon Ish say you didn't do anything? Or is this only legabe bread? Okay. I thought we said earlier that because our bathrooms... I thought the Chazon Ish himself said that because our bathrooms are like the Persian bathrooms where the tzoya is removed immediately, it's more lenient. Maybe that's regarding Ruach Ra, but this is an inyan of Kedusha, so it has a higher standard. Okay, back into the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzorch lito shnei pa'amim al yadav. You got to wash your hands twice. Why? D'b'shvich harishonim atar yadav. The first washing purifies your hand. Aval hamayim atzmam tameim heim. But the waters themselves remain tamei. Shenitmu miyadav. Because your hands were tamei. The water became tamei from your hands. Okay, so again, Mishnah Berurah is saying you need to wash twice. The first time your hands are tahar, but the water becomes tamei because they became tamei from your hands. Ushvicha shnia, the second pouring metaheres oisam, it purifies the water, v'nigmar tarseidam, and now the purification of your hands are complete. Achin im nishbach haravias bevas achas al shtei yadav, but if you pour one ravias simultaneously on the two hands, oy sheshavach ravias shlema al kol yaviyad, or if each hand got a ravias, das roiv apoiskim, the ein tzarach l'mayim shnim, according to most poiskim, you don't need to wash your hands twice, because then not only does the water purify your hands, the water doesn't become tamei. V'chein sasam ha-mechaber l'kamei b'siv dalet. Now, the Dirshu brings that the din that you have to wash twice, the Sharat Zion explains in Aleph, is the opinion of the Rosh and other poiskim. But the Rosh argues, and he holds, you don't have to wash twice. What's the logic? The Bi'ur Halacha explains that once your hands are tahar from the first water, even though the mayim is tameh, you could remove the mayim that's tameh by niguv. The other Rishonim say no, the Chachamim were masakein, you should wash Mayim Shniyim, because they were afraid you might touch, the clean hand might touch the Tumah of the other hand. Okay, let's see the Shaar Tzion Aleph. The Shaar Tzion Aleph is going on that you have to wash twice. Lashon Zehu Barash V'Tor V'Chein Kasav Toisves V'Smag V'Chein Kasav Riv V'Chein HaRamam Kasav Kein La'inyan Truma V'Chein Kasav HaEshkol V'Arayvid Rabbeinu Yoina U'Mashma D'Kach Hu Din Netilas Yadayim Lito Shnei Pa'amim. All these Rishonim say you need to wash twice. V'Zehu D'Loi K'Demashma Barash V'Inyan Ashniyim Do Tali Rakbert Soinoi Imroy Talito Yafe. And as the Bir Halacha explained, that the reason is because you can remove the Tamei water with Nigov. Fine, back to the top. Va'amru b'gemara, da'anoytel tzorch she'agbi ayadav. The Gemara says that one who washes hands has to raise them. Shelo yeitzu mayim chutz l'parak, so that the water doesn't leave that area. V'yachzeru, and return v'yitamo yadayim. What does that mean? U'pirshu ha'mefarshim, da'haynu d'chashinon, shema yeitzu ma'at mimayim harishayin matmeim chutz l'parak. We're afraid that some of the original water left that area of the hand. V'duhu l'mala mimakam ha'natila, which the Makam HaNatila we're afraid Shema Yetzu Ma'at Mi Mayim HaRishayinim HaTameim Chutz L'Parak, we're afraid some of the Mayim HaRishayinim that is Tameh left that area. Duhu L'mala Mi Makam HaNatila Sheskinu Chachamim, which is above the place of Natila that the Chachamim were Masakein. V'sham af shebo aleihem mayim shninim, and there, once the water leaves that area, eina mitarim oisam. If you wash that water, it doesn't become tahar. The mayim shninim eina mitarim el b'makam anatila. Mayim shninim only helps in the place where chazaw or masakin anatila. Avaloi b'chutz l'makayma. The tumas yadam v'tarasam hu ada perek davka. V'lchein, if you're not going to elevate your hands, we're afraid that tamei water is going to come back into that area. Now, when the Mishaburah says that we're worried on the last narrow line, we're worried maybe a little of the mayim rishonim that became tamei is going to leave the perek. He says the hu lamala. It's above. Does he mean really below? I mean, what are we afraid of? We're afraid if you keep your hands in a regular position, it's going to go down on your arm. And then if it goes down on your arm and it comes back, then there's no way to purify it. Because Chazal were only misakein that the water of the hand itself could become tahar. But water that leaves that area will not become tahar if you pour water on it. Because he says, Tumas yadayim v'tarasim ada perek davka. So therefore you need to keep the hands raised while you wash them so that the water drips down and stays down. I don't know why he uses the word duhu lamala mimakoyim hanatila. It's not above, it's below. Unless if your hands, when your hands are in a regular position, which is down, in other words, when your hands are on your side, then the part, the area that's not in the Makam HaNatila is above. It's now when you're raising them, this way it will remain below. Chor, that's what he means. Ula Peirusham, afim nata kol ayad ad makoyim chibura im kenei azroya. According to this Peirush, even if you wash the whole hand until the place that it connects to the arm. Yesterday we saw that Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to wash your whole hand. You only have to wash the entire finger. That's how the Mechaber said. Other Achronim say you have to wash the whole hand. But according to this pshat, even if you wash the whole hand, gam kein tzarech lagbia, you have to raise your hands mechshaseh for this chshash sheyitzu chutz l'sham, that it's going to leave that area v'yachzur achakach and return afterwards. We're going to see tomorrow that there are those who dispute this, and they say, no, this chshash is only if you only wash the fingers. But according to our minug that we wash the hands, you don't have to do hagbah. You will not typically see people do hagbah. What's the reason? There could be two reasons. Number one, it's only an issue if you're only washing the fingers, but if you're going to wash the whole hand, there's no concern. Furthermore, there's no concern if you use a revius. And we have these big cups. We have these big cups. They hold many, many revius. We're never really washing with less than a revius. So then maybe that you wouldn't have to do hagbah. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story. B'didi havei uvda, yesterday was the last day of yeshiva in New York. So I had to get my kids something to eat. So we went to a store. In this store, thousands of people eat every single day. So I went to the store and I got a bagel. Okay, so I go to the sink. In the sink, there was a disposable cup. I told them, where is the Netilas Yadayim cup? They said, this. It was, you know, something, it was a plastic container that you get takeout food in. That's, you know. I said, but I can't use this. It's not halachically acceptable, I told the Spanish lady. She said, nobody ever said anything to us. Tens of thousands of people have washed Netilas Yadayim over there, and nobody ever said. So I was looking around. I said, do you have a glass? No. Yeah. Looking around, you know, they have like ornaments on the near the ceiling of different pottery. So I climbed up. I asked one of the workers if I could use it. She said, I don't know. Now, I can't take it. If they say, I don't know, it's stealing. So it might even be better to use a plastic cup than to use a stolen cup. If you don't have rishus, hashoyel shloimidas is a gazlan. Anyway, so then I went to the manager. I said, could I use that? She says, okay. So I climbed up. I took out the thing. Sure enough, this massive thing was the matching Netilas Yadayim cup that matches the sink. Anyway, that is the unbelievable story that happened. Yes, and nobody ever asked them to wash their hands with an actual cup. That's the end of the story. The story has now concluded. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.